Welcome back to the program. Always great to have so many of your texts and your calls come through. Love having a chat to Campbell Brown as well. He's had a pretty good spring from SEN Track. Joins me for a McCafe coffee catch-up. You can get your morning coffee ice cold with McCafe iced coffee. It's real coffee, real cold, and you can catch Trackside on SEN Track right across the week and the weekend. Brownie, welcome to you. Great to have you on.
Thanks very much, Dwayne. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, by the way? You've been bike riding, I'm told.
Yeah, it's been a big week of riding. I'm glad I've had a couple of days rest. Sore backside, sore right knee, sore left Achilles. So it's taking its toll, but that's okay. It's good fun.
And what's the charity you've been doing it for?
We're riding for ovarian cancer, the Ovarian Cancer Research Foundation, which are doing great things in raising awareness and some much needed money for early detection for women who are diagnosed with ovarian cancer. So my mother passed away from it a couple of years ago. So it's a cause that I'm more than happy to get behind and support where I can.
And how many Ks have you done? How many are you doing? You're still not finished, are you?
No, not finished. So in total, it's just over 1,200. We started up in Mildura last Friday. I did the first 5 days. So, every day was pretty much 100 plus kilometres. And the team have kept sort of snaking through country Victoria. And we will end up doing the last day, which will be Sorrento to the MCG on Sunday. So, a few big days in there. 160 kilometres from Swan Hill to Echuca nearly finished me off.
Yeah, would have. Lucky it's electric. You're riding that electric one, aren't you?
yeah, I wish.
Hey, I have been told, now tell me if this is myth or not, that you've ridden the whole journey with a flat tyre.
I definitely rode from Swan Hill to Echuca, which was the 160-kilometre day, the biggest I've ever done. And I was just absolutely exhausted. And it was a headwind and 31 degrees, and it was day three of the bike ride. So I just sort of thought as my speed was dropping away and I was getting more and more fatigued and stopping every sort of 10 or 15 kilometres for a rest, that it was just exhaustion on my part because I'm a non-bike rider. And it wasn't until we got into Echuca, nearly 9 hours it took, that's how slow I was going, Dwayne, that one of the more experienced riders on the trip, Andy, he checked my back tyre and it was flat. It was 20 PSI and they should be around about, 100. And he said, mate, no wonder you're hurting so much and going so slow. You've had a flat tyre for most of the trip. And that day nearly broke me, and that explains why. It was just a rookie mistake, Dwayne, but I am a rookie on the bike.
Yeah, maybe they were hazing you. They didn't secretly let it down, did they?
Yeah. A couple of Essendon supporters along the way might have found my back tyre.
Let's talk some racing. Very funny stuff, Brownie. Where do you want to start? Maccabi Diva. I was there for Maccabi's third cup. One of the highlights of going to watch live sport for my entire life. So it was a great moment. And G-Boss retiring. And it's one of those great combos, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's one of the iconic combinations that, people remember. The horse, but also the jockey that rode the horse on the majority of occasions. And he's been a showman. I always remember some of his celebrations on the way back into the mounting yard. And he's just a magnificent rider over a long period of time. And, that's what great jockeys do. They maintain their standard for decades. Ollie's the same. Glenn Boss has certainly been a champion of the sport. So we wish him well in retirement. And who knows what would have transpired with Glenn over the spring had he been allowed into Victoria to ride. Because remember, he went to the Darwin Quarantine Centre, Howard Springs, and was quarantining and then got the knock on the door saying, mate, you can't get into Victoria. So he went back to Sydney, but he was coming down to ride incentivise, and I'm sure he would have picked up a few more Group 1s.
So, a winner for the Zipping Classic, Davey Ken. That'll be a nice way to start our weekend off.
Yeah, I think that Spanish Mission is going to be unbelievably hard to beat. Obviously, running third in the Melbourne Cup, that form is far superior than any horse in this race. So, it's short, but very sweet there, the $1.55. I've been tipped won in the first, actually, Dwayne. It's a 1,000-metre stakes race. It's a first starter who I usually don't lean towards first starters, but Peter and Paul Snowden have a horse called Ebhar, which is a really well-bred I'm Invincible filly that if you go back and watch her trial at Randwick a couple of weeks ago, it was just electric, absolutely magnificent. They brought her to Melbourne and is $3 and the favourite. Mm. So I think I'm just going to have something on her to win the first in a Spanish Mission in the Zipping Classic. And if anyone else out there likes anything, they can sort of throw another leg in there, and that should build quite a nice little multi for their weekend.
And the return of Jamie Carr?
Yeah, well, I as we spoke not long after it happened, I was supportive of the original 3 months when she was caught sort of breaking the rules, the B&B, and I was extremely upset, and I didn't think she deserved to get the additional months on top of it for the inquiry with the stewards and not telling the truth and things like that. So I'm glad that they went and challenged that ruling and have been found not guilty. So I think it's good for her. I think it's the appropriate result for racing, and now she can put all that behind her. You know, she should get booked up pretty quickly by all the trainers out there that want to put Jamie Carr back in the saddle, and she should be able to kick off where she left off last year before the suspension. She's a super talent, and just want to see her back riding winners.
Brownie, great to have a chat to you. Always good to be able to pick your brain and take your pump. Yeah. And just check your PSI before you do that last leg. We'll talk soon.
Pump and chamois cream, Dwayne.
Pump and a load of chamois cream. Maybe double set up the Knicks. Maybe the double setup might be good for you. Brett Campbell Brown joining
Thanks,
us
Dwayne.
For a McCafe iced coffee catch up. It's real coffee, real cold. Catch Trackside on SEN Track right across the weekend. We'll take a quick break and back to wrap it up next.